I'm going to ask everybody to stand without any further ado and bring on the man of God. I appreciate him. You know what? God put us together a while ago. An angel came and talked to both of us and told us to get ready. God already had begun to put much wisdom into this man. And it's funny. I used to always call him the teacher, and he called me the prophet, and God did the reverse. So put your hands together if you appreciate this man. Come on, give it to the one that deserves it. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change.
Things which God had prepared for them that love him.
But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Come on and give God some praise. Paul is talking about spiritual verities, or verities meaning truth, or truth understanding. And they are not discoverable by human wisdom.
Right.
And man seemed to think that he can read these scriptures and not live them and be strong among men because of the wisdom of man. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you, the wisdom of man didn't save any of us.
Man.
The wisdom of man can't heal any of us. They got doctors, but they can't heal it. We still got cancer.
Come on now.
The wisdom of man can't put food on our table because he's all for himself. But the Spirit of God is willing and able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even think or ask of.
Amen.
In verse 9, it talks about the unseen things of God. They are undiscoverable by the natural man. These unseen things God has revealed to chosen men, those who study the scriptures, seek and search out the things of God. That's why the scripture said, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed or guilty of the word of God. Not knowing it, the scripture said that we should be ready at all times to give an account or an answer to somebody else that don't know God about this hope that's in us.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I love telling them about Jesus Christ. Because I know he saved me. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm free. We are free. That's whom right. The Son set free is free indeed.
That's
there's
right.
No doubt. There's no changing it. Man can't unscramble this word. He can't add to it or take it away. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. Yes. Come on and give me some praise.
Yes. Yes.
The unseen things, the revealed things are communicated in spirit taught words. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are both spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
And as I said before, the words that the natural man speak, of the Adam man speak, they are spirit, but they are death. And they can't bring forth any life. Like I said before, wisdom is no good unless it has the power to do and to serve what you have need of. But Jesus is able to do all things according to his riches and glory for us. And if you hold fast to the profession of your faith, believing in Jesus Christ, if you read these scriptures, I preached one time and Pastor Keith reminded of it on the blueprint. If you keep your mind stayed on the word, stayed on Christ, when your mind is stayed on this word, that means that you are seeking, and that means that you are asking, and that means that you are knocking, means that you are rebuking, means that you are putting down some stronghold, means that you are praying, means that you are coming to church, and that means that you are lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
If you're not doing these things, these are the unseen things that we are doing.
Come on now.
Glory to God. We can't see God, but we know he is God.
Amen.
That's the infallible truth.
Yeah.
Right here in the book.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. If you go outside of the book, then you know nothing. You go outside of the book, then you have to go all the way back to Adam in the garden
Because if you go outside of this word, you're lost. That's right. That's what Adam did. He went outside of it. He went outside the laws of God. He denied him, and he became lost.
Come on now.
Amen. And because of the one man, all human race came from him, so we had to receive what he done.
Yeah.
But thanks be unto God, that was another one called Jesus. He came with a more excellent way. He came exceedingly and abundantly, glory to God, with life. And he gave us that life. He died on Calvary. Yeah. Hung his head and died. And he said unto the Father, he said, it is finished.
Yeah.
And he gave up the ghost, the Holy Ghost, so that the Holy Ghost come back and raise him up out of that grave. Yeah. And when the Holy Ghost raised him up, we were raised up.
Come on now. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are spirit taught words. They are not mechanical dictation, omitting for lack of understanding or personality, but only that the Spirit guides in the choice of words that is spoken.
Yeah.
We can study all we want to, and we're supposed to, and we're supposed to learn, and we're supposed to absorb and fill this vessel up with the Word of God. But only the Spirit can guide this word that's in the vessel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The wisdom of man can't guide this vessel. I mean, Paul and Apollos had differences in that. Wisdom of man can't guide this word. These words are spirit talk, in which the revelation has been expressed and discerned as to their true spiritual content only by the spiritual among believers. That's us. Paul divided men into three categories or three classes. He said this about men. He said you can write these Greek words down. I'm going to spell it because I definitely can't pronounce it. P-S-U-C-H-I-K-O-S. It's talking about the senses, man, senses. You can find something about it in James, the 3rd chapter, and the 15th verse, or Jude 19. He's talking about the senses, or the natural man. That is, the Adamic man, unrenewed through the new birth, which is talked about in John 3:3-5. Then number two, P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I-K-O-S. It's talking about the spiritual. That is the renewed man, spirit-filled, and walking in the spirit, and full of communion with God. You can read that in Ephesians 5:18-20. And then the third one is sarkikos, S-A-R-K-I-K-O-S. He's talking about carnal or fleshy. That is the renewed man who walketh after the flesh, remains a babe in Christ. The natural man may be learned, and when he learned of his own wisdom, like I said, a lot of them read this scripture and they think they know everything, but they're not guided by the Spirit because they are walking in the flesh. They are still babes in Christ and they are not growing. So they can be gentle, they can be eloquent, like Apollos was. They can be fascinating, drawing the crowds. Talk about those proselytes and all that stuff. Drawing the crowds. Leading silly people, silly women captives and souls captives. Because they have the enticing words, but they lack the understanding thereof.
Come on now.
And what are they doing? They are taking from the scriptures and adding their own wisdom in the scriptures. And the scripture said, take nothing away from my word or add nothing to it. Amen. Don't you know this word? Why? Because it's divine.
Amen.
How are you going to take something that you don't understand?
Amen.
It's a divine word. This word is divine, was divinely spoken.
Yeah, yeah.
Divinely written.
Yeah.
Divinely implanted. And when you believe it and stand on it, it'll be divinely carried out in your life to meet your needs. Come on and give God some praise.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. He said, but what man knoweth the spirit of the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in man? That's all man know. But in order to know God, you got to seek him. In order to know man, all you got to do is be present in his presence. And sooner or later, you'll know man. But God, when God saved you, you're still a baby in Christ, but you got to grow in Christ, and you got to seek Christ as you grow so that you can learn more about him.
Amen.
This word does not have a finality to it. I mean, you can study to show yourself approved, but there's no end and there's no limit to it. Glory to God. God is always fresh in his word. He's always strong in his word. He's always the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God today as he was way back in Moses' day. Glory to God. Back in those days, he healed. Back in those days, he delivered. He's the same God over here where we are. He's still delivering. He's still saving souls today because he's still the same God. And this infallible word that he has spoken is being sat planted in us, glory to God. And we're supposed to reveal this word to those that are lost.
Come on now.
Go.
Preach.
One thing I like about a baby grows up.
Yeah.
It don't stay on the milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It grows up.
Yeah.
And from the milk, as the baby grows to the next stage of life, then he has the availability to another menu.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. And when he gets that menu, it only lasts so long because he's yet growing.
Uh-huh.
And as he grows and becomes an adolescent, then he has the availability to a new menu that he never experienced before.
Uh-huh.
And then as he keep on growing and become an adult, glory to God, because all those other menus were handed down by the parents, glory to God. But when he becomes an adult and get his own job and make his own menus, then he can either eat fish, he can have steak, he can have chicken, or he can have it all.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But he's still growing.
Amen.
But those things are temporal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't save the soul. Mm-hmm. It'll only fill your belly. It won't heal your body. It takes the power of God to heal. Glory to God. It won't get you out of the ditch that you dig all the time and fall into. But God will come along and get you out.
Amen.
Brush you off. Glory to God. And tell you to go on, glory to God, in his glory.
Uh-huh.
But man will come along and see you in the ditch and throw some more dirt on you. Glory to God. But God, God is a great God. He is the Most High. I like the glory to God because he is the name above every name. So all of these other things that are seen, that are temporal, God is above them because all of the things that are in God are unseen. Glory to God. The word that we study until the Spirit of God bring it to pass, glory to God, is unseen. Glory to God. It's unseen because you don't know what God will put in your mouth to say. That's why Jesus told the disciples, he said, you go, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to say. He said, you just go, and when you open your mouth, the words will be there.
Amen.
The unseen.
That's right.
When I study this, glory to God, I don't know what God is going to put in my heart when I get up here. Mm. It doesn't mean nothing. If it's not guided by the Spirit of God, then it's, no.
Amen.
It ain't no good.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's enticing. But see, when the Spirit comes forth and He speaks, then we have understanding.
Yeah.
I like to understand. I'm not reading this word and studying this word just to be studied. I want to understand what it says. Glory to God. God didn't write all of these scriptures for nothing.
Come on now.
I want to know about it. He didn't tell us the truth for nothing. Glory to God. He didn't make the skies and the moon and all that stuff for nothing. I know y'all heard about that meteor or that they said fell.
Yeah.
And I was in my little den.
I felt it. A big boom.
Yeah, we felt it too. My wife said, somebody knocking on the door. So I jumped up to go see. I said, no, ain't nobody out there. You know. But God created all things. And there are some things, let me tell you about the unseen things. There are some things that are unseen to us that are not on this earth. There are some unseen things in space out there, like some stars we have never seen because they're always reproducing in themselves.
Amen.
And there's no end to the universe. I like that because there's no end to the universe. Man think all that he can see with the natural eye, that's the end of it. No, that's not the end of it. The stars are still being reproduced. He only made one moon for us, one sun for us. He's not reproducing those because they are still standing where he put them.
Come on now, say that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the sun don't move, but we on the earth revolves, and it gets out of the moon's sight. And it gets out of the sun's sight, and the sun can't shine on it for 24 hours, but the next 12 hours when you wake up in the morning, the birds are chirping, and you see the sun that God created that's still standing still. What I'm saying is that God is still God. He's still able to do exceedingly above all that we can even ask or think of. Come on and give it some praise. We miss God a lot by getting caught up in our natural ways.
Yeah.
And that's natural because we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. You can't get around that. Mm-hmm. That's our birthright. Mm-hmm. But we got a new birthright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Yeah.
We got a new birthright. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't sell nothing. He gave himself. Jacob sold his, Joseph, sold it to Joseph. But Jesus didn't sell anything. He gave his life.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God, so that we can have it. I said he gave his life so that we can have it.
Amen.
That's why we're living, because it's Christ in us, our hope. Glory to God. Yes. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than the natural man. So the natural man, if you lean on God, don't stand a chance. Why? Because God is above the natural man.
Yeah, man.
And what God did, man didn't know about. What Jesus did, man didn't expect. That's what it says in the scripture. He said, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ever heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. And if they had known anything, if the prince of the world had known anything about Jesus, they didn't want to believe it, they wouldn't have killed him.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
But God had a better idea. God had a better plan. He sent Jesus to retrieve that which was lost.
Yeah.
That which was in the beginning was perfect, glory to God. He sent the perfect one to retrieve it. But Jesus came and he had to dwell in the flesh. He had to walk in the flesh like we are walking in the flesh.
Yeah, yeah,
but he didn't war after the flesh like we are not supposed to war after the flesh.
Yeah.
We are walking in the flesh, we are living in the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. What is the stronghold? Glory to God. Being in debt is a stronghold. Glory to God. Being without food is a stronghold. But the number one stronghold is that you being without Christ, glory to God, in your life. That's the stronghold, glory to God. When you receive Christ, it's pulled down by Christ, glory to God. Come on and give it
to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The natural man He can do a lot of things. Learn. He got wisdom. I don't know about our president, but the wisdom that he's using is given. But man contaminated and is using it for his riches, he thinks. He's using it for his way. Paul said, I didn't come to you with enticing words. He said, let me read that again. He said, I determined not to know anything among you save what? Jesus Christ. Him crucified. That's all I want to know. That's all we need to know. And see, you got to keep studying this. You got to keep going into this perfect law of liberty and looking at the word. Because, listen, I done preached on a whole lot of scriptures up in here. When I first got saved, I started reading Genesis. And I read from the cover over all the way to Revelation. I don't know how long it took me. I didn't understand a thing that I was reading. Glory to God. But what God was doing, he was filling me up, glory to God, for a later occasion, for a later, glory to God, menu, that will be used later on down the road, glory to God. I read Genesis, and when I got over in First Chronicles, I was really lost, glory to God. I got over in Isaiah and Jeremiah, I was glad to get there because I felt something different, glory to God. See, the word of God can be different in certain areas, in certain locations. The word of God is more stronger in certain things in your life than it is in other things in your life. But yet he's strong, glory to God. And God can deliver you no matter what you're going through. If you hold on to his unchanging hand, you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, glory to God. You can walk, glory to God, and won't fall into ditches, glory to God. You can have doubt, glory to God, in your trouble, but God will come along and refresh your mind, renew your mind, to let you know that you're a child of God, and that you're free indeed, and that you have a right to the tree of life. Come on, give it some praise. What is the tree of life? The power of God, the living God in us. We have authority. We have access to all of this. I don't know about y'all, but it amazes me. And sometimes when I get caught up in my trials and my circumstances and situations, I turn to myself and call myself stupid. Why are you going down this road? It's really the Holy Ghost talking to me. Why are you going down this road? We got you off that road. That road is dark. It's one way. It's a dead end. Why are you trying to go back down to that dead end? And God will bring us back on course.
Amen.
Because I don't know about you, but I wander a whole lot from the mark. I wander from the course. I argue with the flesh. I be praying. And the next thing I'm thinking about a whole bunch of junk. I asked it all. I said, God, why am I thinking about this stuff? He said, you didn't eat enough. You got to keep feeding yourself with this word.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The natural man is 24/7. He don't stop.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is with us 24/7. And I thank God he's with us because when we lay down, you know, the old man will try to take your life while you were sleeping. He'll try to cause you to regurgitate and strangle yourself. Something you done ate. Something you done overate. You know, like my wife told me, she said, I'm going to fix you a hamburger when you come home tonight. I said, I'm not eating. Because when I eat, I have to sit up for a couple of hours and let my food digest. I can't lay down. You know, it'll come back up. Caused me to choke. Praise God.
Praise Him. Hallelujah.
I'm closing with this. The contents of the scriptures is absolutely hidden from man, and the fleshy of the cardinal Christian is able to comprehend only its simplest truth, which is milk.
Lord.
But you need to know more than milk. You need to be able to pull down the strongholds in your life. See, the pastors can preach all the time, Sunday, whatever, but he can't pull down that stronghold in your life.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. You're responsible for it.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
God said you to do something. You're responsible for putting down that stronghold in your life. Don't try to put it on the pastor or put it on your next door neighbor or put it on the one that's sitting next to you. The Bible says better to show yourself a
fruit. Come on now.
A worker that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing this word of truth. Glory to God. Not the truth of the natural man who want to know a few things.
Amen.
Glory to God. But God is exceedingly rich.
Yes.
And God got his hands open. His doors are open. And freely he gives. Freely we receive. Freely we got to give out again. And freely we got to take what God give us and we got to minister what God give us. You know, ministering ain't all up here in the pulpit. Ministry is when you meet somebody out there and you got a smile on your face. That's ministry.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. They can tell the difference where it's false or where it's authentic.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because the spirit of the natural man, yeah, I can search the things of your heart, and if you obey Christian, he's going to know your smile ain't authentic. Ask me how I know. I done been in 7-Eleven. I go get my coffee every morning at 7-Eleven. I go in there sometime. I done fought all night, and I go in 7-Eleven with frowns on my face. And the police lady, she came to me. She said, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning." Frown still on my face. So you can't fool anybody.
Right.
When you say hello, that's ministry.
Amen.
When you shake somebody's hand, that's ministry.
Amen.
When you help somebody hold the door open for somebody, that's ministry. Because that's part of our life. Jesus did it all. He did everything. He went and sat with the wine bibbers and the whoremongers.
Come on now.
They told him he shouldn't do that.
Tell it.
They got on him about the plates and all that stuff. He told them that their heart is more dirty than the cup.
Come on now.
When you speak to somebody with a soft voice, that's ministry. I'm closing with this. Where I work at, the lady, she's a Filipino lady, and she calls and sets her appointment, and I swear I can't understand her. And I know I embarrassed myself. I said, "You're talking too low. I can't understand you." Well, she really, she's talking, but you know, the way they talk, you know, and I just can't understand. And she called the other day and she said, "I'm canceling all my appointments." She said, "I don't feel good. I've been in the hospital 4 days and I don't know exactly what's wrong." And she said that after she got through telling me, I said, she said, "Keep me in your prayers." Even the infidel, now she's not an infidel, but even the infidel, if he'll ask you to pray for him.
Yeah.
Will. Sure will.
Yeah. Because if there's something about you that they'll say, trust. Yes. To pray.
Yeah.
So she asked me to pray for her. And I said, "Would you like prayer right now?" She said, "Are you a minister?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Oh, I didn't know that." She said, "I always knew something about you because you were pleasant most of the time."
Amen.
So I prayed for her. I said, "Well, if you will accept the prayer, I'll pray for you right now." She said, "Sure, I will." And I prayed for her.
Amen.
And the reason I put it that way, because I knew she is Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I prayed for her. Mm-hmm. And she accepted it. She thanked me very much. We got to always have our minds stayed on Jesus. Because Jesus wants us to minister just like he did.
Come on now.
He wants us to walk uprightly before him just like he walked uprightly before the Father. He trusted the Father. We got to trust Jesus.
Come on now.
In order to get to the promises that the Father promises, we got to trust Jesus. Yeah. You can't go around the mountain. You can't go through it, glory to God, because you don't have the necessary tools or the power to do such, glory to God. But if you call on Jesus,
yes,
Jesus
will
move the mountain that's necessary. If you call on Jesus, glory to God, he'll cover up the ditches so that you don't fall into them. If you call on Jesus, he'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know of. Come on and give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
I said, everyone to stand.
Glory to your
Glory to God. Jesus. Take the neighbor by the hand.
Glory.
Ask Pastor Keith to pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your wisdom, Lord God, your manifold wisdom. Lord God, we who are initiated by you, Lord God, into this life that we have, Lord God. We have access to that wisdom there by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for that wisdom, Lord God, that is in us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are using your ministers to help us all to grow up, Lord God,
yes,
into the stature of a grown individual in the kingdom, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you for that wisdom, Lord God, that shows us what to do and how to know, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the word of God which manufactures that wisdom, Lord God, and displays it, Lord God. Lord God, that it displays not only your wisdom, but it displays your life, your feeling, your prosperity, Lord God. Your wealth, Lord God, your knowledge, Lord God, it displays you, Lord God. You are that wisdom, Lord God, that we have need of, Lord God. Right now, I speak it into the lives of these, Lord God. Let it become active, Lord God, as they open up the book, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't wander from the path, Lord God, but that we stay true because you are true, Lord God. And I thank you for it right now in Jesus' wonderful name.
Glory. Come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give some praise. Glory to his name.
Glory.
Hallelujah. It's offering time.